probably shouldn't. What they should do, though, is take advantage of an opportunity that that I'm involved in to bring them into a space with other persons who are experts about money matters. It's very simple. Throughout the course of my career, literally every 2 or 3 years, I grab a hold of an issue that I think, Scott, ought to be wrestled with in the public square.
The timing of you picking this issue right now to promote, does it have a lot to do with the recession?
You know, we've been on the tour for about 3 years now, so we had no idea, Scott, when we started the tour that we would be in the economic doldrums that we are experiencing right now. But to your point, though, the timing could not be more propitious, especially for people of color. These unemployment numbers are staggering across the country for everybody, for all Americans. But when you look at those numbers in greater depth, you see that people of color, black folk and brown folk, are catching hell in ways that are just unimaginable. We have lost more black and brown wealth over the last 2 years than in the entire history of the nation. More black and brown wealth has been lost in the last 2 or 3 years than in the history of the country, born of how bad this recession has hit black people and brown people. You think about Detroit, for example. Everybody talks about how badly damaged the auto industry has been. What we don't talk about is that the auto industry, as we know, is in Detroit. But what does that mean? Detroit is an overwhelmingly African-American city.
I am in no way, shape, or form the most well-read individual that I even know, much less that works here at the station, but I don't think I have my head in the sand either. And I haven't heard a lot of breakdown along racial lines of how this recession has been felt by different ethnic groups in the United States. Do you feel like the plight of African Americans and how they've been affected by the recession has been under-publicized in the last year or so?
Well, that's always the case, and particularly when you have a mainstream media who's rushing to tell us every chance they get that we now live in a post-racial America because we have an African-American president. There is no post-racial America. If anything, America is a bit less racist. We're less racist. But this notion that we now live in a post-racial America just because we have a black president is nonsense. The disparities in this country in education, in employment, in home ownership, in health care, I could do this all day. These disparities are real. The other part, quite frankly, is the part of, I think, the White House. The White House has put too much focus on bailing out the elites, on bailing out Wall Street. There is no celebration yet because, pardon the phrase, that money, all that stimulus money, has not trickled down to everyday people. There has been no recovery for the weak working class. And then the president, when asked about black unemployment specifically in his press conference a month or so ago, said that a rising tide will lift all boats. Interestingly, that's the same answer Ronald Reagan gave when he was president and asked about black unemployment. A rising tide will lift all boats. But what if when the tide rises, you know, and all the boats are lifted, if you're in a yacht and I'm in a dinghy, we still got a problem.
You know, saying what you're saying about the African-American plight during the recession, then I think that makes the survey that you folks did before planning to come to Charlotte even more interesting. And that one of the findings in that was that black folks in Charlotte are more optimistic about their economic situation improving than others. So considering their plight, how surprising was that finding to you?
Not surprising at all, in part because there's a lot of hope and expectation built around that African-American president we were just talking about. I want him to succeed. I want him to do well. I want him to be a great president. I believe he can be. But we got to hold him accountable on these issues. And there's a lot of hope in black America around his presidency. And so that's to be expected. The part that was interesting for me is that while there is hope on the part of black people, and they're more optimistic, quite frankly, than white Americans about their economic future, the reality is in that same survey, we discovered that most of these black people are not doing anything to help make that that notion a reality.
We appreciate your time very much, and good luck with the event tomorrow here in Charlotte.
Scott, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you. I appreciate it. All the best to you, sir.